Hi, this is EG, and we're here with commercial property management and building consultancy Workman partner Gavin Halliday to discuss the launch of Welcome Workman Offices, a new property management brand from the company. So, Gavin, I suppose the first thing I want to ask is, can you give us an explanation as to what Workman Offices is and the reason you're launching it?
Certainly, it's a new property management service that is focused on the customer service element of property management, and creating a desirable occupier experience in multi-let offices. It's designed to improve occupier experience in buildings and thereby optimise retention of tenants for our clients.
Okay, and so why has Workman decided that now is the right time to launch this new brand?
Well, it's an occupier's market at the moment, and tenant retention is so critical to our clients, to maximising their investment performance. And as a property manager, it's quite exciting to be able to make a material impact on that investment performance, which we can do so through retaining the tenants. We're an experienced operator, or property manager. We've been around for 35 years. We manage 18,000 occupiers in 3,500 buildings. So that we've got good access to a market. We understand what occupiers are thinking. And we've spoken to them. And we understand within, particularly offices, there's a shift in terms of expectation, and both from occupiers and landlords. There's been new entrants into that market, and we're now quite established. The co-working brands are very established, and they provide an attractive service at one end of the market. It tends to be smaller startups or smaller organisations, although that's growing. And then at the other end, you have very large organisations who perhaps have their own HQs or campus style buildings. What we're doing is looking at the vast section of people and organisations that are in the middle of that space. So they're occupying buildings, multi-let office buildings of kind of upwards of 60,000 square feet, but they're in traditional buildings, probably with a fairly traditional leasing structure, but they want a non-traditional property management service. They want something that gives them the service standards that they might get in a WeWork or an office group, but they have their own front door. So it's combining, if you like, the best of both worlds.
Okay, and so I mean, what is it you think differentiates your new brand, Welcome Workman Offices, from other property management offerings at the moment, and obviously other services being provided by other property management companies, and also the other services you yourself provide at Workman?
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously, with the likes of, you know, of WeWork and the Office Group, you know, what makes what you're going to offer more attractive than what others are offering at the moment?
Okay, if I start in terms of what we're offering through Workman Property Managers. So our typical service, we have a standard property management service that was very, very efficient and applies to all different sectors of property. But here we're targeting a specialist sector, as we did previously. We created Workman Retail and Leisure, and that's one of the leading kind of players in that space. At the time, we acknowledged that became a specialism. We're doing the same thing again with offices and acknowledging that's a specialist area that requires a specialist skill set and a different mindset from the property manager. And it's a customer service mindset. It's a hotel style approach, treating the occupiers as customers. So I suppose what do we mean by that? It's prioritising face-to-face relationships. So our property managers are on site regularly. When we take on a building, we'll be having weekly meetings with the occupiers, and that will continue. We'll have regular drop-ins where the same property manager who's responsible for the building is on site regularly dropping in. It'll come just a hello with the occupier. How are you doing? Just checking everything's all right. Anything you want to talk about? And we then have the more formal communications where we make sure there's monthly occupier meetings at every building. We'll try and add a degree of interest to those, whether it's getting a security consultant along to advise on terrorist threat or something, so it's just not the standard day-to-day, run-of-the-mill management stuff. We also run service charge surgeries, which people find very helpful. It means people can just drop down. The property manager will base himself on site for a couple of hours. People can drop down and say, look, I don't really understand this bit service charge, this electricity recharge, and you can just clear it up there. So it doesn't dwell, it doesn't become something a source of friction between the occupier and the landlord. So it's just an enhanced level of communication between ourselves and the occupier on the property management level. In terms of what we then add into that, we kind of greater user experience. So we have a range of events that we organise at these buildings, and it's more than just a Christmas tree, you know, a nice Christmas tree. We've got a very structured events programme. It's designed to be specific to the building, but it'll include, I mean, things that we do. We have we get the Feel Good Bakery along. And I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're an organisation that employs young people from disadvantaged backgrounds and trains them as bakers. We give them the opportunities to sell their produce in our shared spaces in the office. So they enliven it, they create a sense of interest, and it's returning something. It's a social good as well in the local area for that building. Similarly, we use Dr. Nitnip, who's a cycle. It's a cycle service, so they employ homeless people to service occupiers' bikes, and we provide the space for them to do so, and they train these people, and occupiers get a free bike service free of charge. It's a whole range. I could go on. I mean, we've got one coming out of the building soon where a nutritionist is attending. They're running a salad bar in the reception area and explaining to people about nutrition, giving some specific personal advice. Anything that has a social value or a well-being value, or is going to be of particular interest to the occupiers in that building. And it's partly getting to know the occupiers and understanding what they might be interested in. So we can tailor from a suite of events and provide that to them. So you're enlivening the shared areas and creating a sense of engagement. Other things we do, building-wide charities. So we will, each year we'll ask occupiers to engage on a vote on what charity they might like to have for the building. And that will be generally a local charity, something that is popular. We'll give them a few options. And it's something you can open an occupier meeting with, a bit of discussion about what the merits of the various things are. We make sure that if we've got commercial operators doing pop-ups and receptions, they pay 10% of their profits into that charity. And people then have a great investment within the charity. We have a package of corporate discounts that apply to the building. So we have on-site staff who will speak to all sorts of local suppliers, whatever's in the local area. It might be local tailors, it might be local bars, local gyms, and agree discounts with them, which will then be circulated to occupiers through monthly newsletters, weekly newsletters, to make sure people are getting advantage and using stuff in the local area. Usual on-site amenities, concierge stuff, dry cleaning, car valeting, urban emergency kits all on-site. It's just a range of offers to make an office space more a place where people want to be. So with the blending of personal and work life being ever increasing, people expect more from their place of work. They expect it to offer them some of the benefits that they would expect at home, or through the gyms they're members of, or through, everyone wants a little touch of the premium experience, and people expect it. And if we're able to deliver that to occupiers, they enjoy that, they then stay, and that is delivering for our clients.
Okay, and obviously you've mentioned that the new brand's been trialled.
Yes.
Across a few offices in London for the past couple of months. What's been the reaction from landlords and tenants so far on that?
Well, it's been very positive, and we've trialled it at over 1 million square feet of offices that we currently have under management. And we've had feedback that, you know, my 15 years of property management, has not been that common. We've had unsolicited emails from occupiers saying, look, and this was at a building which we'd managed along traditional workman property management lines for maybe 3 or 4 years. We then introduced work at Welcome there, and ran it for kind of 6 months. And we got an email from the occupiers just before Christmas saying, look, it's been fantastic to be here the last 6 months. All the things that have been going on have really, really helped us. We've really enjoyed it. We've found it a much more enjoyable space to be in. Thanks very much for all your hard work. And that's kind of a template for exactly where you want to be as a property manager. So it was great to receive that without actually going back and going seeking it out. We also had a client who was speaking to one of the occupiers about their lease, and I think it was a break, whether that was going to be taken out, whether it was an extension to be done, whether it was a deal to be done. And they kindly dropped us an email and said, look, we had a chat with them, it went well, one of the things that they said was, you know, they couldn't fault the service here. And that was a building in the city that we'd taken on about 6-7 months previously. And it had been managed in quite a passive way previously. And there was a degree of frustration. There was the usual kind of property management detail. There was £500,000 worth of electricity recharges not collected. There was tenants unhappy about what about those. There was a lot to work through and then to raise the level. But there's so much scope to do so because so often it's not happening. And if you come in and raise the level and people notice it, the appreciation is strong.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, so, and obviously, tenants' requirements are changing. Their whole mindset about what they want is changing in the market now. And it's one of those things that, while serviced offices and property management has been around for a while, it's one of these things that's really starting to gain momentum at the moment.
Yeah.
And in terms of that, what are the specific needs from tenants you think landlords need to start catering for at the moment to be able to compete within the market for occupiers and good occupiers? And obviously to, you know, to get more value out of their building and obviously increase their income and their rents.
Well, I guess it's all the things I've been talking about. I mean, the main thing that we're offering is the retention of tenants. That's key in this market, and particularly where we work are eating into the smaller end and then looking to go beyond that. They're now doing deals with larger occupiers. And so we can't offer a passive property management service. It needs to be proactive, speaking to occupiers and offering them a service that is, one, very much more customer focused than it's ever been before. So the property managers are available on site and creating a friendly relationship with occupiers and dealing with them as customers. That's key and kind of a fundamental part of it. And then it goes on to all the things that I've talked about in terms of the events on site to add interest, the charity stuff. And sitting behind that, there's operational excellence. You have to have absolute high standards. And we are lucky at Workman, being an independent specialist, that we're not bound to any one contractor. So we're able to choose from the best suppliers. So we have selected within this model three of the best of each discipline, agreed preferential terms with them, so we can create a bespoke service package particular to each building, depending on its physical characteristics, the services we've provided, and quite key, its location. Because it won't, in our experience, always be the case that a national contractor is best placed to service every building. If you can pick the best in particular areas, you will often drive the quality of service, which is really improving the end user experience.
Okay, and how are you finding landlords are responding to this? I mean, are they receptive to the fact that they're having to now take a more proactive approach to the property management of their buildings, that they are having to now kind of look at tenant retention, you know, and make sure their buildings can compete?
It's an interesting question because I've had a variety of responses. So there was one particular large organisation, an asset manager, which remained nameless, but we talked to them about it and excitedly proposed what we were planning to do to the building. And there was a kind of accepting response, fairly nonplussed, not excited, but okay, if you think it's necessary. The building was already fully let, no one was complaining. And they were, you know, they didn't really see the need, I don't think. But it was actually at this building where we implemented the service, and we got the email that I talked about, the unsolicited email, going, look, we're having a great time, it's really, really been good. And they saw the benefit at that point of occupiers wanting to be in a building, because that's what they need. That's their business. They want people to be staying, to be happy. And if we can deliver that, they immediately saw the benefits, and they were all over it. So we've had a bit of that. We've had other people where we've taken on as our new clients, and they've been very excited by it. And the reason that they have given us work is because we've offered this service, and they've been alive to the benefits. Perhaps because they've had occupiers who've had less than satisfactory experiences of passive management and reactive management, and people that are not on site all the time, and were already alive to the need or for a really customer-focused service.
Okay, and obviously you are planning on rolling out the new brand further afield than London.
Yes.
Can you give us an idea of where in the country you're hoping to be and maybe across how much square footage you're hoping to be by the end of the year?
Yes, I think, well, Workman's a national business. We've got offices in all the major cities. So we have standardised what the welcome service is and written our own toolkit, which is very detailed, typical kind of a Workman property manager style approach to make sure we standardise the service when we deliver it from each of our offices. So we've said, that's gone out internally, and we've said this is the kind of core work welcome team based in London, and they will work with the property managers in our other offices to implement the Workman services at those buildings that are suitable for it. And as I said, they'll typically be multi-let offices over kind of 60,000 square feet. And we're looking to do that over this year. We're also going out to all our clients to let them know about the new service. We've already been talking to some people in the market, as I mentioned, when we've been doing proposals for buildings, we've spoken about the service to them. And we will be doing more of that. Now we're launching it. There are certain targets of people who we know and who are core office investors who we'll be going to talk to, saying that this is what we're doing, these are the aims, these are the results, and we'd love you to be part of it.
Okay, can you tell us any offices where it's already in place at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. There's 10 Feet Place, which is a 180,000 square foot building in the city. There's Republic, which is a 650,000 square foot office just in central London. There's our own office actually, which is 80 Cheapside, which we occupy, which has been really useful because it's allowed us to to really experience the things we're implementing, and we have used it as a little bit of a test scenario. We have in-house at Workman, we have a Fitwell ambassador, which is one of the well-being qualifications, I'm sure you're aware, and we're working on getting Fitwell accreditation for that building and seeing how that works, so we can then roll that out to other buildings. Lots of events we tried there. We get quite a lot of freebies there as well, which is nice touch. Just checking that they work well.
Okay, and I suppose, is there anything else you think we should know about, obviously, the new brand at the moment?
The important thing is it's not something that we are talking about and thinking about. We must react. This is a shift in the market that's happening that we must react to. What we're saying is we have reacted to it. We've implemented a service that is up and running, that is getting good feedback from both occupiers and owners. And given our scale of well over 600 office-based staff, we're able to roll that out much further and excited about doing so. We look at Workman Retail and Leisure as being a template for what we're going to do here.
Okay, and just kind of in terms of London and the country going forward, and obviously the chain, this kind of the step change that's kind of coming in serviced offices and property management, what's your kind of view on the long-term outlook for your new brand, and obviously in terms of property management kind of going forwards? I mean, is it something that's going to keep going and gather momentum, or...?
I think it has to be. I think it will be. I think that is being driven both by kind of new entrants to the workforce, society generally, expectations of owners, and there's got to be and disruptors to the market. So there's got to be a shift, and I think it starts in offices because that's where you can more easily implement it. Because that's, speaking plainly, you tend to have a fee that makes it possible to apply the resource necessary to create the service. You tend to have an on-site team who can work in support of it, and you have occupiers who are demanding it, who want the service. Now, I think it'll start there, it has started there, but it'll permeate the rest of the market as well. And that will have a change on the service that is delivered and how that relates to perhaps how the property management service is valued by owners. Then there might need to be further discussion on that to make it commercially viable beyond the office sector.
Obviously, there is the viability and the affordability of providing all these new services. Yep. I mean, is that one thing where landlords are still trying to get their head around, that the fact that they're going to have to spend some money to actually retain?
Yeah, we're not saying as part of this welcome brand that you're going to spend more money. We're saying that for the offices that we're targeting now, there's already a recoverable service charge fee that justifies and merits the type of resource that we're putting in order to provide the service. If you wanted to go beyond larger multi-let offices, which are less towards less service buildings, then you might have to look at a different type of model where not all of that fee is necessarily going to be service charge recoverable.
Okay. And in terms of the London market, I mean, do you think that is going to be kind of core for you, or do you think you see it picking up, this kind of property management style really picking up in the regions?
I think it's definitely going to pick up in the regions. I mean, we're already rolling out to buildings in Manchester. Sky Park in Glasgow, one of our clients recently purchased, we're going to bring it in there. So it's already happening. There's the same desire. There's the same people in the regions that are in London. There's the same desire for the work-life experience. It doesn't change anything. It just needs to be pushed out, and it is being.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you very much, Gavin.